Thank you very much, Prime Minister. Like most architects, Prime Minister has a zeal for hard work and late nights in the office. Like Mies van der Rohe, he believes that God is in the details. As Minister of Construction, he worked tirelessly to pilot the Architects Registration Act, and probably knows more about the act and can probably rehearse or repeat certain sections by heart than most architects. Now, as Prime Minister, he has continued to take a keen interest in the built environment and the selection and approval process and the work that architects do. We appreciate the fact, Prime Minister, that you accepted our invitation, despite the fact that you had to perform the same duties at similar conferences back to back this week. First, the Legs and Regs Forum on Wednesday, Rethinking Land Use Planning, and then the Conference on Urban and Regional Planning for Sustainable Development yesterday. Thank you. And now it is time for the keynote address for the morning session. I therefore ask our persistent, indefatigable, unstoppable, and charming director of the Center for the Arts, Pat Ramsey, to introduce our guest speaker.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Okay, good, fine. Members of the head table, or president of the University of Technology, just as well I go down the line. Stuart Lewis, the initiator of this whole project, with of course working with Jay Levinson, who is project development director at MoMA, Epsi, Campbell Barr, who I will go into in more detail, and Robert, who really did a wonderful job chairing us and taking us, you know, through the process. And of course, our architects, I want to say, all our visiting architects and our resident architects, a special welcome. And to Patty, the most enthusiastic, I hear, supporter of the Caribbean and Latin American initiatives at MoMA. Thanks for joining with us here. Really, it's a pleasure to have you. Now, Epsi Campbell Barr, what a woman. I first heard Epsi Campbell Barr in Belize, first time. She was the keynote speaker in Partners of America conference. And she was even speaking in Spanish. So I had to put on my earphones. And she got us all up on our feet. Let me not say more. Let me go into saying, Epsi Campbell Barr is a human rights activist dedicated to public service. This dedication she demonstrated not only through her 4 years of service as a congresswoman, from 2002 to 2006, but also when she ran for vice president in February 2006 Costa Rica national elections as the candidate of the Action Citizens Party, the main opposition party in Costa Rica, of which she remains now the president. Her election in Costa Rica was regarded, and still is today, as an important benchmark in the history of Costa Rica and for her own personal struggle to redress the grievances of Afro-descendant women in Latin America and the Caribbean. Epsi is an expert in democracy, inclusion, women, and Afro-descendant rights. As Costa Rica's first Afro-descendant woman senator, she became the voice of the silent struggle initiated by our ancestors half a century ago in Central America. She's also recognized for her work in research, addressing areas such as democracy, cultural diversity, women political participation, racism, sexism, and human development. She's a member of the Forum for Social Equity of the Inter-American Development Bank and of the Continental Organization of the Inter-American Dialogue of the Center for Afro-Descendant Women and of the Organization of Afro-Caribbean and Afro-Latin American Women. She's also a member of the Black Parliament of the Americas and the UNICEF Consultative Group of Afro-Descendant Leaders. She's a university professor and economist. Welcome, Epsi Campbell, to Jamaica.